No.
Someone who has a lot of money but really hangs on to his money. What would you call it?
Stingy, tight.
Or you'd say he'd be a what?
Miser.
Anything else? When you say that a person is common, what does that mean? If you use the word common about a person, what does it mean to call somebody common?
I mean, he doesn't have any moral characteristics. He's just, he doesn't come up to my expectations.
Okay, you just call him a
common man. Or then you can use it another way. Say, if you're talking about somebody you know who has accomplished something, you might still say, but he just acts like a common person, which would mean he meets your expectations. Mm-hmm. But if it's just any, you know, you can use it either way, using yourself as the medium.
Mm-hmm.
It can even be used as a derogatory statement or as a statement.
More neutral. Or use it as more neutral.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What about if you said that a woman was common? Would that mean the same thing?
Oh, depending on, you know, the situation, right? If she had accomplished something and didn't act like she had really accomplished, but still are related to her peers as before,
mm-hmm.
you could really consider, well, she's still just the same old person, common, and so on, you know. But if it's a trampish-like person, common woman, you know.
Mm-hmm. What would you say about an old person, maybe up in their 80s, who still has a lot of energy, does all their work, gets around real well? You'd say for their age, they're still awfully
alert.
Okay. What if, when you say alert, do you mean mentally or physically?
Both. Basically, mentally alert. Because at that age, you find a lot of people who have become senile.
Mm-hmm.
And
I can relate
to that because I have a grandmother who is in her 80s, and she's quite alert for her age. And generally, when I refer to her, I refer to her as being alert.
Mm-hmm. What if you're talking about someone physically being able to do a lot of things, do a lot of work, and not get tired? Did you ever use a word like peppy or spry?
Right, spry. Spry. Mm-hmm. Peppy or spry. Basically, spry.
What would you say about a child who has a lot of energy?
Active. Hyperactive.
And say if your children were out later than usual, you say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little
worried.
Or a little
worried, concerned.
Or you wouldn't feel easy about it. You'd say you felt
skeptical.
Or what's the opposite?
Weary.
Okay. And a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid.
And you'd say, well, I don't see why she's afraid now. She
hasn't been before, prior to this. Hasn't ever been.
Okay. Any other way of saying that? What about using the expression used to be? You say she
didn't used to be. She didn't used to be. No.
Hasn't.
Well, to me it does.
And you were upset about something. Someone might say, well, it'll work out all right. Just don't
worry about it.
And you were taking a trip somewhere and you had small children in the car. And they kept asking, like, when you were going to get there and all. You'd say, well, we'll be there.
Soon. Don't worry about it. Don't ask again.